An Australian study has found as many as 1 in 20 people have been exposed to the debilitating disease Q fever. In the report that's been published today, researchers found those in rural areas were more likely to have come in contact with the animal-transmitted disease. But as Prue Adams reports, there was also a higher-than-expected rate in Sydney.
It's been a long road to recovery for Alan Stringer.
I'm back working. I have my health back. Yes, it's cost me a lot, but I've accepted everything that has happened in my life over the last 15 years.
The top-grade South Australian footballer was known in the 1980s for steamrolling his opponents.
It's on! It's on for Yagalor! They go in, Stringer!
But it was a poorly understood disease, Q fever, which knocked him flat in 2004.
I went to Cobar, which is halfway to Sydney, on a good friend's cattle and sheep station. We were catching and selling goats and But about a month after that, I come down with this fever and found out later on it was Q fever.
Q fever is passed on from infected animals. The bacteria that causes the disease is held in the placenta, which is expelled during the birthing process and can stay in the soil for months. People become infected when they inhale it. For many, it's a short-lived illness with fever and severe headaches. But more than 10% of sufferers end up with serious long-term symptoms, including chronic fatigue, heart disease, even seizures. A study published today in the Medical Journal of Australia has found Q fever is more prevalent than previously thought. University of Sydney researcher Heather Gidding is the paper's lead author.
Surprisingly, there was more people exposed to Q fever overall than we'd anticipated, and that past exposure was higher in rural communities than in metropolitan areas.
Researchers sampled around 2,700 blood donors in regional Queensland, northern New South Wales, Sydney and Brisbane. They found 3.6% of people had Q fever antibodies in their blood, meaning they had been exposed to the disease at some stage. Heather Gidding says Toowoomba in Queensland was a hotspot.
People living in Toowoomba had about a 1 in 20 chance of being exposed to Q fever, so quite high. We also found that, interestingly, 1 in 36 Sydney-siders had evidence of exposure to past Q fever. So we don't really know why they've got such a high level of past exposure.
The study found 10% of people who had contact with sheep, cattle or goats showed exposure to the disease. But Heather Gidding says just living in a regional area away from livestock is a significant risk factor.
People who lived in a rural area for at least 3 months at any time in their life, they were also at an increased risk of Q fever compared with people who'd never lived in a rural area.
While Q fever exists worldwide except in New Zealand, Australia is the only country with an effective vaccine. But Heather Gidding says only 40% of the survey participants deemed to be high risk knew about the vaccine. Just 10% had been vaccinated. And she says the incidence of the disease could be even higher than they think. Flipping through an album of old photos, Alan Stringer is reminded of his past, the good and the bad.
That's just us training before one of the grand finals. Yeah, wonderful memories, Prue, really is.
And after years of fatigue, depression and unemployment, the loss of his marriage and estrangement from his sons, he says he's finally able to once again enjoy life.
I know now that it doesn't leave you. Yes, it may be a little bit of a sad story, but you know what? It's going to end up okay.
Alan Stringer and Prue Adams reporting there.